Nayeli, you have got to tell me who you interviewed and all about the interview.
I got to interview the band Emma and the Dilemma, and it was such a fun interview because I feel like as a station, our local interviews are a lot of like punkish, grungish, like a little more hardcore, and this was total like pop band. Like, it was awesome to have that mix.
Yeah, their music is seriously so much fun. I've been listening to them nonstop. I just discovered them probably a week or two ago, and I immediately added like three of their songs to my playlist.
Like, with the trend of like Chappell Roan, Gracie Abrams, Sabrina Carpenter, I feel like they're like in the perfect spot right now for starting up a band like that.
For sure. Well, without further ado, let's get right into our interview for this week with Emma and the Dilemma.
All right, I'm super excited for this interview. How about we start with some introductions?
So I can go ahead and start, if that's all right. I'm Larry McIntyre, and I'm part of a band called Emma and the Dilemma, which features...
That's me. Hello, I'm Emma Sismatia.
I'm going to jump straight into the first question, which is what inspired you to make music, or what inspired you to make this band?
So music in general, I started just immersing myself in music literally from day one. I mean, kindergarten, I was already singing and dancing and just all of the great things. But actually, this band came up very suddenly. And it was actually something that I never really planned on doing with my life. I was always in theater, and I was actually going to college for theater. But then I kind of fell out of it, and I was, you know, kind of lost. And then I actually discovered like open mics in the area. And that's where I actually met Larry for the first time. And we instantly hit it off and decided that we wanted to collaborate somehow, any way we could. And so that's how we started building the band. I don't know if Larry has anything else he wants to chip in on that one.
Well, in terms of like historically, like I was just a person who just loved music from day one. But it was interesting because no one in my family was a big music lover. So I was unique in the family, and my mom kindled that by buying me a piano when I was five. And so from five to present, been playing music ever since. But in terms of meeting with Emma, we met maybe September of a year and a half ago approximately, and then started working together on original music a couple months after that. And the past year, what's been great about this project is that both of us are kind of hungry for music, and so whenever an opportunity pops up, we both say yes. And so in the last year, in our very first year, we performed over 50 paid gigs, and we're already off to a great start this year. So it's kind of the story thus far.
That's awesome. Now that's a lot of shows for just starting up the band. Do you have any shows upcoming?
Yes, we actually are booking a lot for this spring and the summer and the fall and the winter. But pretty much almost every weekend we're having somewhere to perform or some show that we've booked, which is really awesome. I know that April 12th we'll be performing at O'Neill's in Lombard.
All of our gig information is on our website, which is emmaandthedilemma.com, and we keep that fairly updated. So we have no less than 10 gigs booked over the next couple of months. So at any given time, people can go there and kind of figure out what's happening.
That's awesome. That's super fun. Now, one thing that I was super excited about with this interview is that the majority of our interviews that we do with local bands are like alternative, a little more rock, and we don't really get like the pop sound, which is like, I love it. I feel like it's been super popular these days, with like Sabrina Carpenter being all over, Chappell Roan being all over. So would you just describe your music as like pop, or how would you kind of go about that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I draw so much inspiration from the artists that you mentioned, like Chappell and Sabrina and Olivia Rodrigo and things like that. And it's definitely a style that I love to pursue and to create music, you know, pop music in general. But I also really do enjoy rock and jazz. And sometimes we bring those sort of elements into our songs. So it's not just pop. It's like some sort of rock pop, or yeah, it's just a very interesting mix of different styles that I specifically like to pursue, because for me, I kind of find it hard to stick to one style, just because, I don't know, I find so much joy in each style of music. Like, you know, growing up playing in the band and singing in the choir, I love, you know, symphonic band music and choral music, but I grew up loving that, but then I'm also obsessed with, you know, like AC/DC rock and things like that.
And I can hear that a little bit in your music. And I was wondering, maybe like all, I know you have 3 songs out right now on Spotify, but specifically maybe your Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. What was kind of the songwriting process when it came to that?
That's actually really funny because that was, I believe, the first song that Larry and I had ever wrote together. And I know that Larry had an idea in his head about a song called Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda that would be a country song. I think he said that he was thinking about it as. And at the time, I was working in the drive-thru at Culver's, and I had never really written a song before. So while I was just working in the drive-thru, I was just randomly thinking of, oh, maybe this could be a song lyric. Maybe that could. And I would take the receipt paper and just write out little random lines. And I remember coming to Larry with all these pieces of paper in my pocket being like, here, what can we do with this? And then he's the one who said, oh, I think we can make this something.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. There was like all these pieces of paper, and so it's kind of almost like a puzzle where you took the different pieces and said, well, this should go before this one. And then we probably didn't use probably half of the ideas that because there were so many ideas that it would have fit to another song, but it all fit into a theme. And then and Emma's right. Originally, I was thinking of a country song because I'm, as a songwriter, I write all sorts of genres and I write for whoever the vocalist is going to be. And I work with other vocalists as well and bands. And so I was thinking of a country song called, you know, all about regret, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And then so that's what this song became about, is the main theme of it is regret, and that's within the lyrics. But Emma, you know, improvised all of that melody and the song came together pretty quickly, to be honest.
And lastly, I kind of thought of just a kind of for fun question, because I know, like, since your music has some pop elements, I feel like it'd be a fun question to ask if you could, like, open for any band or any artist, like, who do you think it would be? Maybe one of your favorites, or it could be something you think your music would fit really well into.
I mean, an artist that would make no sense for me to open for them would be ABBA, because they are like my childhood favorite. But realistically, who I think I would like really love to open for would be someone like Olivia Rodrigo.
All right. I really enjoyed talking to you guys. Like, this has been a great interview. We'll be listening. I'll be hoping for some new music too.
Thank you. Yeah, I know that we're already back in the studio recording more. We're going to be releasing music hopefully over the summer and just keep plowing through and releasing more and more and more.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much to Emma and The Dilemma for being our artist interview for this week. And this was a pretty crazy interview because, well, Nayeli, you've got to tell us what happened.
So about halfway through, or a little after halfway through the interview, it was last week when we were having all that like weather stuff happening. The tornado sirens went off while we were conducting this interview, and I'm in the Watterson Lake dorm. I'm like 30 flights like up, and I'm like, okay, let's wrap up this interview so I can maybe shelter for my life.
I was trying to kind of keep a straight face, but I was a little panicked because I am terrified of storms, and I was trying to like casually make my way down to the basement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I live like 6 flights up. So I was a little scared when I saw those alarms start to go off. And I was also trying to like be really normal because I had my camera on. So I was like, guys, nothing to see here.
Yeah. But
I think I was really like cool and nonchalant though.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You were like the chillest out of all of us, I think, so. Actually. Because at one point, like, you just see Logan on his camera, like, with like the storm raging in the background. He's like, I'm just going to my basement now.
Yep. But honestly, I'm so happy we got to interview them. They're seriously so talented. And you can check them out anywhere you listen to music, at Emma and The Dilemma.